besides the door and going to the
So the Torah saying that it doesn't mean that if a woman has a flow of dam, she is an eagle. It's only if the flow of dam emanates from the moker, from the uterus. But if it emanates from any other part of the body, even though let's say it's very close to the moker, let's say very close to the moker, so then she is not male. Then he says, V'loi kol dam abomin amoker tomei, elo davke heimini domi. Now what does it mean heimini domi? That is descriptive of the color that is tomei. In other words, because al pidin ator, so only five types of dam, five colors of dam, so is tomei. Five colors of dam. Chamisha v'chamishne dachutes in second period of Nidhi. Chamisha domim tmeim b'isho, ho'odim b'ashocher. So in other words, it is ho'odim b'ashocher, v'kerem karkim, u'chimim yadomo, u'chimozut. In other words, so it's five colors, and really, three of the five colors are red, white red, and two of the five colors are dark, are black, because black has the same status as black. Because shochet, you know, you speak of doctors, speak of black blood. So the Gemara says that shochet odom hu el shiloko. In other words, it's the same kind of dam. So there are five colors that are coming with the rice. So of the five colors, so three are represent a certain type of red, and two represent a certain type of black. But any other reddish tinge and blackish tinge is not on. However, we are mitame every reddish tinge, every blackish tinge, whether it looks like Yaina Mozuk, or it doesn't look like Yaina Mozuk, it doesn't make it, whether it looks like ink, black like ink, or it doesn't look like, it's not black like ink, it's very faintly black, suppose it's very faintly red, so it's done. Now, so what would I say, only five bars are done. So when the Torah says, "V'loy kol dam abom in amoker tomei, elo davke heimini domi, kasher yizboya bezos Hashem," so he means only five types, five colors are tomei, but any other color is not tomei, is not tomei. Midrais, guess what?
Is that to say today, if there's any kind of mara, dark red or black?
As long as it is not any kind of mare. If the mare is yellow or brown, then it's not tome. But that's the whole shining sun today. Whether it has a reddish tinge or blackish tinge. So if it is yellow or even brown, so it's not tome. But if it is reddish or it's blackish, anyway, even though it's very faintly reddish, very faintly blackish. So then it is done. Sometimes it is difficult to determine whether it's a very heavy yellow or a faint red. So that requires a shower, you see. But now, what is it? Of course. So this is what the Torah means. Now, so according to many Rishonim, the reason as to why any reddish tinge, even though it's not of the far of the Himalayas, or any blackish tinge, is tomei, that's part and parcel of the takonis chamzeira of this Yisroel Achmiro Atzmo. However, the Asad Mishini will say that within the Gemara, only the five mares are tomei. And the reason is why we answer every mare is that's a takonis again. But many Mishini will say that it is within the Gemara that every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge should be tomei. Now, here the two, he says, El adapted Dan Habomin Amoke. But what is his shita? As whether, suppose the Dan comes from the Moke, but it's not of menstrual origin. It's not of menstrual origin. Does it, is it Tome or it's not Tome? Now, suppose a woman has, in the Moke, in the uterus, she has an ulcer. She has an ulcer, and it bleeds. So, is she Nida or not? So, the Bes Yosef Shita is that when does the Gemara say that Damako is not Istoya, that is, if the Damako is not Istoya, let's say, in the vaginal canal, or even the cervix, not in the uterus itself, but if the Mako is in the uterus itself, even though it's not of menstrual origin, it's a Mako, it's a Jezer also. So then she's a Yidam in Raisa. The Ramoshiti is not. That even if the Mako is in the Mokel itself, even if the Mako is in the Mokel itself, if it is Dan Mako, not of menstrual origin, so then it is she's stable. That's the Shita of the Ramosh. But I mentioned in the Shul that both Rabbi Hillel and Raivet in their Perushim and the Teraskiyani, they both say that a Dan Mako in the Mokel itself is Tome. Now here the tool is very vague, because the Loshin, on the contrary, the Loshin, the plain connotation of the expression used by the tool is like the Shibes Raivet, like the Bes Yosef, not like the Ramo, because he says, Bil Shaloi Bechol Mokim Shetozik Men Dan Meilo, El Davke Dan Abomin Amokim. So it's mashma. Any dam habomen amokia, even if it is a damako from the mokia. And when the Gemara says so many times damako is mutea, that it has reference to damako habomen atzgodi, not in the mokia itself. Alright. Vabeilu elit meyo, and then even if it's a menstrual argument, but midrash says she is only meyo if the flow, the discharge is coupled with a certain sensation. What kind of a sensation? So Rishonim mentioned two kinds of agoshes. One agoshe is the agoshe of Mizdazo Ebreo, that's what Ramba mentions, Mizdazo Ebreo, and the Rashbo mentions another agoshe, Niftach Mikeo. So these two agoshes are mentioned by Rishonim. The Yehuda mentions a big chidesh, and most achrenim achrenim can get chidesh of the Yehuda. The Yehuda mentions another agosh that makes her a nido midrais. In other words, if the discharge is coupled with the sensation, if she feels that it is so, that it's leaking, so that's also a agosh of midrais. But most achirim, the Chassam Sefer, most poskim, achirim, and that chidesh, but in Yehuda, because Rishonim don't mention it. Rishonim mention only two agoshes, the agoshe of Mizdazo Ebreo and the agoshe of Niftach Mikeo. So midraise, when does she become nida midraise? Only if it is coupled, if the discharge of dam is coupled with the agoshe. But if it's not coupled to the agoshe, she's not male. Because of that, if a woman does not feel any discharge, but she notices a spot, a red spot on the undergarment, even if it will be established that it came from inside, not from an extraneous source, so the agoshe, she's not in the midrash. But midrabonon, she's male. Even if the discharge was not coupled to that person. That, so, what is it?
Is that even somebody that gets in the middle of somebody's regular period?
What is it?
What if gets in the middle of someone has a regular or not? And then all of a sudden she sees in the middle.
During the test. When it's during
so
the test.
So she'd be a regular or not?
So it's only Rabbanon, but if she's in the middle of the, she's there anyway. What you mean? Ligabe, counting Zion Kirin, Yochaname, of course. So if she has a chesed, a woman who started to count Zion Kirin, and then she finds a chesed on the body, or on a goof, so then it says here the whole union and has to start counting.
I think he means Yomim Ruhi Lanita.
What is it?
I think he means during the Yomim Ruhi Lanita, if she has a Riyah, but it's no Hargasha, if it's during her Yomim.
So she's still not Yomim Raisi. He's only Yomim Raisi. Unless there is something that can tell us that perhaps she had Hargasha, but Hargasha merged with some other Hargasha. So there she's Pnei Yomim Raisi. The FRP, so he said, Vabele Mikmila Chetavish Bitsiyose, Umir Mishetavish Mishereka Mkeme. Now, what does it mean? So which Havoshe does the Tur mention? The Havoshe that the Rashbo mentions. Nifedach Mkeo. The Rambam mentions another Havoshe. Mizdazo Evorel. The Yotzor Vizachitz Mkneo. The FRP Shere Yotzor Chutz. Vizel Mishpoto. משתירת וסדם אפילו תחרו אוי פוחס בין בינס בין ברוץ ומין יזעיון בין ביוסו ותיבלת בלחס. Now, so far the tour is discussing the Derais. He is not discussing the Rabon. So far. He is only discussing the Derais. Because the Midrabono, so a money woman sees down, she has to count Zion Kirin, 7 greetings. What he says, so, but here he discusses the Raisa. So the Raisa, if she sees down in the Yimei Yom Morim and Yoso, which is a normal Rie, so there she counts 7 days, whether it's clean or not clean. So if a woman, let's say, will have an initial Rie down on the first of this, and she'll have the flow will continue, the second of this, the third of this, the fourth of this, fifth of this, the sixth of this, the seventh of this. And then, before Shkir, on the seventh of this, it will stop, the flow will subside, she can develop the ninth of the eighth and the mutanus of one. And in the Reiser. So in other words, the Aloch of Zion Kirin and twice to his own daily, not to a neither. Now, so far the Torah is only discussing the Reiser. So he says, "Vitibeles b'ulches, v'tachadim, afim shepas kol zayin." Even though the flow continues for 7 days uninterruptedly, but if before shkir it subsides, so the male is getting develops. Rak shetivse b'tachon, b'leim zayin kine b'nashmoshes, u'be'erf tibeles b'ulches, u'b'leim zayin v'leich adudal ufei mikolim meizidim. והן שחכון מכירו להם ידע וכן, שבמיד על מידה, ומושפט בהם עם בוא עשו ממך או לבד, איף רצי, שבמיד של ריה, on the first of this, so she became leader for 7 days, then she'll have another ריה, on the eighth of this, she'll be his other town, she'll have to count 1 clean day, she'll have a slave can I get, if she'll have 2 years, on the eighth and on the ninth, she'll still be she'll have a slave can I get, and she'll have to count 1 clean day. But if she'll have 3 successive years and 3 successive days, and the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this, then she has to count 7 clean days. So, Mishpot of any was in Yahweh, Mishpot was a high Mishpayim, Rachet is Mikhail, Mishamer, Shvar, Lai, Mosharakim, in Mutti, Betashkim, in Mocha, Mutti, 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 Yad, Naacha, Hanetzach, Hamo, in Tirtze, ומקום בו כמעשרו שם ושכל היי שמותיר אמיתי סטייל וזוי שמיקחי שמר אסייל כנגד יאי so if she saw she had been shown the end of first of this then she had been the end of this so she had been shown the end of this so the ninth of this has to be observed as a clean day so she can be developed in the morning or the nine from Nissan, Shikim and Kivalez, and if, let's say, she doesn't see any down in the balance of the day, she's really a jealous. Suppose she had to call a relationship with her husband, Efta Tver, on the ninth of Nissan in the morning, and she did not see any down in the balance of the day, so then they were not even any surprise. But suppose she's developed a certain Itzahama and the ninth of Nissan, and then she cohabits with the husband, and then, let's say, at 5 o'clock before Shki, or 5 minutes before six, before Shki, a few minutes before Shki, she has a discharge of down, so it retroactively determines that she was still a soul bio, and the both of them were able to support. So in other words, actually, if she is not going to see any down, so then she's a tetrabio. But since she is always exposed to the possibility of seeing down that will be seen some mafia, so the Chachomim said that the woman who should have a shake at the game is not allowed to be developed in the morning of the night. And she has to wait till the night of the 10th. Why? Because if she'll be allowed to be developed, and then she'll be with the husband, and then she'll see down, so it will be a Yerushalayim Afreya, that we are both in the Nisa parts. So this is what he says. Mitigol Yadach HaNisachan, in Tirtzeh. Again, he's discussing the Drais, Umikomokim, Asor Yishan Yishkolayim, Shemotim HaMitisteh, Vizuri Shemitri Shemarasim Kinevedeh. It's from the Loshin of their tour, it's Mashah. It's not a Shemar Poshah. That goes without saying. The Gemara says in so many words that neither I say, if a woman is a Shidara say, she has a Shariah on the first of this, then she has a Riyah on the eighth of this. And then, so she has to observe the ninth of this as a green day. So in the morning after that, Sahamon, neither I say, she can be Tigalis. She can be Tigalis. Neither Abonon, she is not allowed to be Tigalis. But suppose she is Tigalis. She is Tigalis. Of course, it's not a part of him. It's also. She was Tigalis. And then she cohabited with the husband, and then later in the day she had a Riyas Dam, so it's going to be Machaya, they were both Eber and Sakos. They're both Eber and Sakos. Suppose she doesn't have a Riyas Dam later in the afternoon, so then they were not Eber and Sakos. Now the question is, on the Raisa level, after she was developed on the 9th in the morning, so is she allowed to be with the husband? Do they have to anticipate the possibility that she might see later in the afternoon and be sesia? Or do we say, on the Raisa level, see, she made a bdike in the morning of the night, and she found the egg clean, so she can take it for granted that she will not see that. She will not see that. So nafkamina is whether with the Rabbonon they are not allowed to be together, or with the Raisin they are not allowed to be together. From the washing of the two, it's Mashma, because we see that the two discusses the Raisin, not the Rabbonon, because he says, Vitigno miyad miach ha-netzachamo, im tiyotzi. With the Rabbonon, she's not allowed to be together in the morning of the night. So he's discussing it on the Raisin level, not on the Rabbonon level. He's just discussing the Raisins. So why does he say, Monosha, if he's not discussing the Rabbonos, he's just discussing the Isis. So he says, she can be Tibelis in the morning or the night, if she wants. Umikomo ke ma'asuma u'shamish kolayim, she motiva mitiste. With the Isis, she should be allowed, because she can be making a chazoke. So it's mashma from the Rosh of the two, that she cannot be making a chazoke, because since she did sit down in the lawyer's mitoso, and that's not a natural phenomenon for a woman to sit down on the eighth of Nissan after she had an initial riyah on the first of Nissan is the lawyer's mitoso. So now that shows that there is something the matter with her. If there is something the matter with her, so she cannot take for granted, rely on chazoke and take it and assume that she will not sit down. So the ice is considered as fake and ice. So that's why the Torah says, when we come to Kimasu, we shall be called a name, she will kill a mitiste. Now it's midraise. She is required to anticipate the possibility. Maybe she will sit down, and that will be seisam mafreya, and she will, that it will mean that she was immediately mafreya. Vizui she nikesh meres yikere gei, hoa se pali mashin ke poske bei, mashke bei mashin she nikesh meres, hoi bishan ish kolaye, kashe perash, vikam zu bechol she meres yikere gei, vizui she nikesh meres yikere tane, hoa se pali mashin ke poske bei, mashke bei mashin ke poske bei, mashke bei mashin ke poske bei, חוט מים שמצקס בה, ותקרוב את מים זיין אחר לסחם עם יד, אבל שעשו לי שם של הכירה בטיסקה. ומרוע של חומית, אבל עם אדים האחרים, תקרוב את יד עם החוסן, ונצחי חומית שלו למים, ירבי אחר את הרוסן. Again, the two is discussing on the races. He is not discussing the rabots. So, מי דרעיס, if he will have any issue, יד בפרשת המיסק, then she had the VA, let's say, and then she comes to Shabbat 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 again. Suppose she had the initial year and the first of this. And then she had the year and the 18th of this. So that's the last day of the 11 days that intervened. Lenino. So that was he. So there is a machlekes in the Mishnah that I know that we should go over all the Mishnahs in here. Between Mishama and Mishila. According to Mishama, she becomes a Shabbat Shabbat again. Even though the day of observance will not be of the Yemisi day, it will already be of the Yemini day, because on the 19th of this new commence, the cycle of Yemini day again. So, but since the Riyah took place on the 18th, so she becomes Shibai Sinkin again, according to Misham, according to Misilel, so on the last day of the Yidal of Yemini, she does become Yisabatana. So Midraise, She can be developed on the 9th of the 19th and be Mitaris the Bible. But of course, Midrabon, she is Mechuyeves, according to Mitzilah, to observe, prior to the Dakoni of Rabzeir. So she is Mechuyeves to observe one day, one evening. But in the Raisi, so he says, we go back to call them both in Madri Mahe, to know as the Yadu Mochose, Tzrikha Mishnele, Yimechot Mitaros, Ubiye Masiri Twiggy, Tzrikha Mishnele, Yimechot Mitaro, in other words, that's a Machloi case, of course, we pass like Bishila, not like Bishama, that in the Raisi, if a woman has a BS down, and the 11th day of the evening, Zime, since it's the last day, so the game Shmira could not be in the evening, Zime, so the later she doesn't become his own town. So she is allowed to be developed the night later and be the terrace of Byron with her eyes. But, so we pass like this here. There is a machlekes in the book in the between the Shlokish and the Rabbi Yechanan. Suppose she sees down on the 10th day of the amazing, on the 17th of this, she initial here. And the first reason, then she has a VA and the 17th of this, and that's the 10th. So we feel it. So Abeichan says the deep marriage of Israel, she becomes a Shinara Sinkin again. Because after all, what day will be the Yem Shire? The 11th. The 11th is still the Yem Zime. Ishloki says, no. Makish, Yem Asir, Yem Yedal. Suppose she'll sit down on Yem Yedal. So she wouldn't be. So if she sees down, she never say. So if she sees down on the 10th, she doesn't become, she never say neither. Why? Because what she is that when can a woman become a Zomek Tameh? If the Riyah takes place on a day that it's possible that she should, it should culminate in Zivos day. So if she sees down, let's say, on the 9th, so then suppose it will be followed by a Riyah on the 10th and by a Riyah on the 11th. So then she becomes a daily. So the male, the year on the 9th, makes her a Zovetana. But if she sees down on the 10th, can it culminate in his daily? No. Suppose it will be followed by another year on the 11th. So on two successive days, you don't become a Zovetana. Only on three successive days. Now, so even if she'll see on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th, she will not become a Zavadela because the 12th will already be the first day of the cycle of Yemini again. So since it cannot culminate in Zivos Deila, she doesn't even become a Zavadela. That's what Yishloki says. But Rabbi Yechanan says no, that she does become a Zavadela. Why was the two mentioned the Machlekeh between Yishloki and Rabbi Yechanan? after all, we pass by Kabbalah. I don't know, but this is what it means. In Yemashir Kvige, in Tzricho Mishmi Yachad, the Tam and Lach. Overall, from the Dabo of Yomim, the Nguas of Hezeres and Tuas in the News, the Nguas of the Nasa Zom, the Hezeres and the Yadikus at Shemil Zayimki. In other words, that's like the Shikha of the Ramban. That once she becomes a Zadidele, so the commencement of the cycle of humility is suspended until she has successfully counted Zayimki. The two pastors like the Ramban Shikha, like all the Shikha, not like the Ramban. The Yosi Asrini Yadikus, Bahrini Yazidus. So far the Torah discusses that the rises. Now it starts discussing the Rabbah. Misharobu ha-goliyas, we talk about Tzoros, we nismar to our goals. Choshishu shemu yobeyu mitis, misakone shemetir ishe b'nudoso, shishiyomim yahakim damteya, uvishmi shemetir agantomilis, uvishmi uvishmi, uvishmichoyim shemu yobim, nechmiru mitami kormar et amodem, uchidin shemu yobim mitay toyez, ולמידים ומזיתה, ולסיפו חומרה אחר חומרה, עד שאומרו שאפילו אם נהיטים אלה, טיפת דם כחד או תשע וזה הילדים, כי זאת אומרת.
Shir Lam Zayin and Nida Yordia Benos Kusin Chofchas Tamos Hesh Tavshim Membeis July 19, 1982
on Sunday. There are certain expressions in the shul that are very strange. All right, now let's say we went over the whole scene and the beginning, but let's all go over again. A little more in the V'isha asim kutkadu. V'isha kisir zob adam o v'ir zeyvon. V'kiyos kisir zob adam v'ir zeyvon v'so asir asyam kim yosu. Lo mikachon mo shaksutim sholei b'chom mokim shetol et menu dam tnei. Elo davke dam adam na mokim. So, I said yesterday that from the Pashas Haroshim of the two indicates that as long as the dam comes from the mokim, even though it's not of menstrual origin, even though it is established that it's a dam akor from the Boker itself, so there's a machloki between the Bes Yosef and the Ramor and the Din, because the Bes Yosef shita is that when the Gemara says dam akor is toyer, so it means only if the dam akor comes in Atzgod, not if it comes from the uterus itself. And the Ramor shita in his Perush and Safro is like that. The Pashtus Haroshim, the Ramor says no, that even if the makor is from the Mokem itself, it's still torn. But the Pashtus Haroshim of the two, I said yesterday, is like the Ravid, like the Yosef. Eludat kek dam habomin ha-mokem. So it's mashma, as long as it comes from the Mokem, suppose she has an ulcer in the Mokem, in the uterus, and it bleeds, she's also, you know, that's the Pashtus Haroshim. I mean, it's not both. But anyway, there's the Shita of Bes Yosef and there's the Shita of Rai. V'lo yikom dam abom in amok yatom, elo dav kehen yidom, kashe yuspoye benos Hashem, v'abeilu yutmeyo ache tavish b'tziyos, umiyu, so that I mentioned yesterday, that two agoshes, so I mentioned the Hashem, the agoshe of Mizdaz Ovarel, the Rambam mentions, and the agoshe of Miftach Mikiro, that the Rashbo mentions. And here, it's much more like the Agoshe of the Rashbo. Umiyu mishitavish mishereka mikeli. Umiyu mishitavish mishereka mikeli. The Yehude mentions another Agoshe, but that's controversial. I mean, most posti machil and the Yehude says, Yoba lach yipsoh, Yoba zoh yipsoh. She feels that something is leaking, something is gripping. So the Yehude says, this is also Agoshe. Alright. We are told this a hitzit me. We are told this also the chutzis and mishpot 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 and ובערך גדול ומרחס ומזיין ואילך עד מדעותיהם יכול להזיבו אין שחכום קרן אלה מדעותיהם של מיומידו ומשפוט עבר עם בועסה ומדעך בלבד בין שקירה מצלוס עליי ומסיף עליי מה שקיף שקיטרו משמר אסכול עליי So he's discussing the rice. He's not discussing the rabbonis. Then at the end of the scene he says, חומרה, חומרה, and he maybe should be the rabbanus. But at the beginning of the Siman, he doesn't discuss any rabbanus. He only discusses the raises. So with the raise, even the dollar claim she sees, that she should never see him again. She is a subject time. So she has to observe one clean day. If she has 2 years and 2 successive days, she still is over time. She has to observe one clean day. But if she has 3 years and 3 successive days, and the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this, and she having had an initial day on the 1st of this, so the 8th, the 9th, the 10th represent the first 3 days in the Gaul Kiev, she had an initial day. So then she becomes a Zavitela, she has to count, she has to observe 7 clean days. משמר ספר לילה, שחקים עם ריתי לטשת ומוכו, ריתי בו מיד מאחר נצח עמו. אם תרצה, so what do you mean תרצה? אם תרצה, so in other words, he says, if she wants, in other words, that she is מותרס, לחתחילה to be tailor, the next morning, the מרבון, so it's also to be tailor, that we learned in the Chesmide, in other words, it's also the need to be taken not only for Mizobet, where there is mamish, ichshash, maybe he'll be ichshul in the Misakores. If Mizobet, let's say Mizobet Bele, is Tiveles, on the 7th day in the morning she makes a ticket, on the 7th day she finds a clue, and then she's Tiveles. So then, Midrash says she can be taken, Be'achatito. The Achatito, but mid Rabbonon, she is not allowed to be developed. Now, this is the shita of the tour, I mean the most Hashem, that mid Rabbonon, prior to the Rabbonon of Reb Zeir, so she is not allowed to be developed in the morning, not allowed to be developed in the morning, because of the Zeir, Yechshoshe, maybe. If she'll be developed, maybe she'll be with her, and then she'll have the biggest down, and she'll be saying Salma Freya. So it will go in Wilson, it will be going to Salma Freya, then you are both in the Sakores. So it's also a Rabbonon. But this Rabbonon, even though it is according to the tour, then certainly this Rabbonon is Takores Tanoi. Takores Tanoi, but it's not such a double question. That there is an Issa de Rabbonon to be tamed. That there is an Issa de Rabbonon to be tamed for his Zobeh, to be tamed on the 7th day of the morning. There are some Rishonim who say that there is no Issa. The Rayot mentions such a shita, the Ramban, the Chedushim, that Samar Zayin in there, and that Choptes in there, mentions such a Rishonim. Now, this is told now. In order to understand the mocking of all the Yeshikas, why there is a Machlokes of Hashem? So, we have to take notice of 2 Gemaras. One is a Mishneh. One is a Mishneh the Mishneh that I know on the base, which continues into an base of doubt. So really Mahadoso Bitoko Air Umishamjo Bishamalin Tamishkabesha Bhagavanko Ubisil Tumako. So that's the Mahlekes we discussed it yesterday. That's the Mahlek Misham Bisra. Suppose a woman has a rias down. Suppose a woman has a rias down. On the 11th day of the Nidal Kim Shabinilan. So he does she become a Zobek Tam, either eyes. Bishamai say yes. Because what's this law? The Shammai is very simple. After all, she had the initial Riyah on the 1st of Nisan. Then she has a Riyah on the 18th of Nisan. The 18th of Nisan is the 11th day of the Dalit creation of the Riyah of Nisan. So, she is of a Tal. Bisil say no. Bisil say she does not become Zobek Tal. Why not? Because when can she become Zobek Tal? In the day of Shemirah. We will also be in the Yemenzim. Mashainke, if the Rias Dam takes place on the 11th day, so suppose she does become Shemarasim. The day of Shemirah will not be in the Yemenzim. So since the name of Shemirah cannot be realized in the Yemenzim, so she doesn't become Shemarasim. And of course, our Allah is like Bisir. Ubisir, Eim, Nechtur, Nakor. But of course, Midrabonon, Midrabonon, she has to count one day. Tomo b'yei shracho. So suppose she had the ears down on the 11th day of Zive, so according to the Zira, she does not become Zomtane, but in the Rabbono, she cannot be developed the night of the 19th of Nisi, 19th of Nisi, the Rabbono not. So she counts, and then she makes a pike the next morning, with the Rabbono, she's Machiavis, to make a pike, and she finds a queen. So the halacha is tomo b'yei shalacho v'shim shoes eso v'akei v'aso v'sham yomim itamim nishkapu meisha u'pturim nakom. So even b'shamai who say that when she had the riyah on the 11th day of the Yom, so she comes as a b'tane. She comes to Zabatane, so she has to, she cannot be developed the night after the 11th day. But suppose she is developed in the morning, since there is Mitzvah Chayim Kikulei, so the Mitzvah Chayim Kikulei, so even Shammai would be made that in such a case, we do not say it's Yisrael Machreya. When we say that it's Yisrael Machreya, if the day itself is the Mitzvah, then it's Yisrael Machreya. But if the year took place on the 11th day, on the 11th day of the Mitzvah, according to Yisrael, she doesn't even have to count. Masha'inki, she can be developed with the Holy Spirit the night after the day, and the Mitzvah is the Bible. According to Bishamai, she has to count one day. But if she counts in the night, and Mitzvah is the day, and she must develop, so the name of Masha'inki Kule, so she's considered to have realized in Shmiras Leil. Then she has the ears down. It's not a Machreya. It's different than if she had seen it, she had the ears down, let's say, on the 17th day. And then she is developed in the morning of the 18th. And then, so the 18th is still in the Dalai Shem. So then, if she has the ears down later in the afternoon, so it's a Machreya. And if it's Bola, also it's a Machreya. Masha'in came in the ears down, was on the 18th day. So even according to the Shammai, the Jewish Dalai Shem, but if she did count to Mitzvah Yei, so he said it's Yisrael Kikule, and then she had the ears down, we do not say it's Yisrael Machreya, because inasmuch as it's already not in the Yimei Nidei, so in the Yimei Zidei, it's not in the Yimei Zidei, so Mele, it's not Yisrael Machreya. So that's why the Mishnah says, if according to the Shammai, Tomo Yim Shalacha Mishim Shem 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 ובסילרים, הרי זה גרגרון, הרי זה גרגרון. So there is a מחלקס between רבשי and רבשינשס and רבשי. What does it mean, הרי זה גרגרון? So according to רבשינשס, הרי זה גרגרון doesn't mean that it's just a גרגרון. In other words, he's a hasty person. He's a hasty person. מה שאין כן, it's not the ideal thing, but there is no real Yisrael Rabbanon. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Ashi, so the Pshat in Ariza Galgaron is that even though she was developed, is not allowed to be with her husband, but he's also, because of the Choshe possibility, maybe she will see that. ומיידי מראה בשכי דלת חיי בתום הוא היה לשימשו שמתם למשתבלי שם חלום לקור תום בבין של אחות לשימשו הרי זה תם בוסרו ומגון ובלוסון כלום now that means if a woman had an initial deal and the first one is then she had a deal as dama meitavis so she is of a town and then so she can be she is developed in the morning. She's developed the morning of the 9th of this. And suppose she's developed and she's Mishamish, so it's Tarbus Ro. In other words, she's also Mishamish. So she's also Mishamish. So that means That means that she's also mishamish umagom ubimosam tuim. But the question is, what does it mean? It's only osam derabonot. Midrash says she's mitaras mishamish because inasmuch as she counted the mitzvahs alei and she made a tikkun, she had the mitzvahs down the interval, and then she counted the mitzvahs alei. She made a tikkun in the morning of the night of Nisan. On line of Nisan, and she was free. So remember, the Rai says she is allowed to be with the husband. We don't have to be chayishish, lest she will see down on the sensei. Because inasmuch as she was already ridiculous, and she was free, so she can remind Lachas Koso that she will not see down. Or it means that with the Rai says she is not allowed to be mishamish, lest she'll see down to the sake of Mahmoud. So, this is the Torah. Now the Torah says, in Tirzeh. So the Torah says, in Yitzir Atashu Limocho, Vitiyo Miyav Na'acha, Hanetzach Amo, in Tirzeh, Umikol Mokim Asur Lusham Yishkol Ayom. Now, what does it mean in Tirzeh? In Tirzeh, does it mean you with Rabbono in Tirzeh? No. So the Torah Shittay is that he's not allowed to be tevel in the morning. Now, because there is a Gemara Daf Samar Zion, on the base in Eden. So there the Gemara says, Daf Samar Zion on the base, Omer HaKotel Rov Labai, Mer Dorit Mekul Esotik Zobis, Shavim Rabonon, if you read the Yom Nishriyoy, now we don't cover Hegel Tvat HaChesh, so in the middle we are all Sotik Zobis. So we should be able to be taken on the seventh day, the seventh clean day in the morning, because none of them. If she is, so we should be able to count on the seventh day in the morning because of the monarchy, Rashi explains. So, the Shiva of the monarchy, in the Harry, which was on the inside of the Yosa, the Zobi, the Melis of the Eight. In other words, we don't know. So in other words, usually when a woman has a menstrual flow, so she has a flow for several days, and she starts counting Zion Ki after she subsides. So the male on the seventh clean day, so what if she keeps in the ego, so it's already during the 7 days. And if she's Izobo, so Izobo can be developed in the morning because it's Zion Ki Pulei. So she can give us the morning. So why aren't we tabling? Why aren't the Russian today tables in the morning of the seventh clean day? So the Gemara says, that was the Shaila that Rafkotel raised in fire from Hoven Dabai. So he says, Hoven Dabai said, Mishim de Rapshim, Itanya Achatito Acharacha Likulo, Shalom Yitaituma Mafzeket Bnei'eh. Rapshim Leimeya Achatito Achamayisekito. Avlom Chachomi, also Asaskei, Shemotobim Yisofi. So what does it mean? Rapshim says, Avlom Chachomi, also Asaskei, Shemotobim Yisofi. So they are two pshot. Here the Gemara is referring to Yisofi David, who already counted Zion Ki. And it's already the seventh clean day, and she made it decay in the morning of the seventh clean day, and she found it clean. So the Shire, the Kapota raised, why shouldn't she be able to be developed? Why shouldn't she be able to be developed? So Kapota, Robin Abaya said, because of Rapshina. Because Rapshina says, So Rashi and Tesis explained it. What does it mean? Avlom Chachomi, also Asiskei, Shemotobi Nisot. It means she is not allowed to be developed in the morning of the seventh day. Because of the Shoshi, she will be developed, then she might have relations with the husband, and then she'll sit down to the six of Mafreya, so it will be in the six of Mafreya that will avoid him and Isakot. This is how Rashi and Tesis explain it. Avolom Chachomim also Asiskei, Shevotovei Rivisot. So, Rav Shimon says, that it's also to pretend. It's also there. There is another pshat in the Shem. Tesis, this is the pshat of Rashi and Tesis here. That's another time. Tesis in Rosh Hashanah, that root, and the Ramban in the Chidushim, that son of Zion, and that Choptes in Midian. So he says, when Rav Shimon says, Avalon, Nachomim Osal Asiskei, Shemotoveli Besotni, so it means, not the Omul Chachomim Osal Yitre. There is no Isa to be taken. Isa to be taken. Even in Avalon, there is no Isa to be taken. Even in Zobek Deir. There is no Isa to Avalon. For his other to be victorious on the seventh day in the morning. There is no Isa. But Rav Shimon says, Avalon Chachonim Osal Asiskei, Shemotov Elisofi, so that means Osea Lishamish. With the Rabbanon, it's also Lishamish. With the Raise, so according to that chart of the Ramban, it means that with the Raise is on the daily on the seventh day, she is allowed to be Tidales, and she is allowed to be Lishamish in Bible. But what if after the Tashmish, she'll sit down, so it will be glory to Jerusalem not there, that she was in there, there were both people. Why? Maybe she'll be the Rasis Nido in the midst of the Tashmish. Such things happen, but he does it. So the male and Midirais, so that means that Midirais, the Rambam says, Midirais, Eizobedele on the seventh day, so not only can she be developed in the morning, but she is out in the terrace with Shamish and Bible. And we don't have to make any change. There is a chazokah that she will not see. After all, she already stopped seeing. And she counted already 7 days. And this is 6 days for clean. And the seventh day she also made a big in the morning. So it's an unusual thing that she should see down. After the dam has been misurek already for 6 complete days and the mitzvah ayei of the seventh day. So only the Rabbanon Rav Shimon says, Osa la'asis kei, shemotom l'yisofi, to be mishamish. And the Rabban says in the Chiddushim, this is only what Rav Shimon says. Basheik in the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, because the Loshon HaGemara, the Loshon HaGemara needed that Choptes is, in Perek HaMapele is, ki the Rav Shimon, she'oma, omu chachonim osa la'asis kei. So that Loshon, the Rabban says, implies, that only Rav Shimon says also last his name. But the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon say it's not in Moshe last his name. So that means according to that Rosh in the Ramban. So even according to Rav Shimon, it's muter even with Rabbanon for his own daily to be developed the seventh day in the morning. But Rav Shimon says it's also in the Rabbanon to be mishamish. Because of the choshe, maybe she'll sit down and we say some matraya. And the Rachomi, Achilik, even on that. Even on that. This is now. So that means that according to the Rabbonot, according to the Ramban Shike, so the Rabbonot of Rav Shimon hold, that is only daily on the seventh clean day after she made the PK, she is allowed to be Tibelis and she is allowed to be Mishamish in Bible in the Rabbon. Only Rav Shimon says that she is not allowed to be Rabbon to be Mishamish in Bible. But Tibelis, even according to Rav Shimon, she is the best. That's in regard to his other daily on the seventh day. But the Ramban couldn't say that in regard to his other Tanit. And the first clean day in the morning, because that's an issue for Eshes, that I allow it. That's an issue for Eshes, that I allow it. That I allow it. The Mishnah says the Halibay, Samad Aleph, Tokbo Bilim Shalacho. Here the Mishnah is referenced to Samad Aleph, who had the Riyaz Dam, initially on the first Nisan, then she had the Riyaz Dam on the eighth of Nisan. So she counted a Mixa Sayyei of the ninth of Nisan, and in the morning she was with the case, and she was developed. And if she is Mishamish, how is it Talbus War? It's a terrible thing, the Mishnah says. So in respect to Zabitane, the Mishnah says in so many words, that she is not allowed to be Mishamish in Bailo on the night, and in the morning, of the clean day that she counted already, Benitzas. She's not allowed. So how can the Ramban say that according to the Rabbanim of Rav Shimon, so on the seventh day, not only is she allowed to be developed as a Chabchim, even in the Rabbanim, she's allowed to be developed and to be Mishamish in Bailo. So how can he say that? So the Ramban says that there is a difference between Zabitane on the first day Shire and Izabitela on the seventh day. Because Izabitane, so how many clean days did she count? Just one clean day, Mikzas. She had the Riyaz Dam on the eighth of Nisan. So she made a tikkun the next morning and it was clean. That's all. So there is no such verification that she is Misulet Dam. So there is a possibility that she might see down and be sincere. Mashiach came in respect to his own daily on the seventh day. She already counted seven clean days, six complete days. On sixth day she made tickets and she didn't find any down. And on the seventh day in the morning she also made a ticket. She didn't find any down. So it's a highly unusual phenomenon that she should sit down on the seventh day in the afternoon after she had been suing down for 6 days, six complete days, and the mixas on the seventh day. So where did the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon say that it would have been Mishamish, that's in respect to his own daily, on the seventh day in the morning, because there she's already Mishamish down for 6 complete days, and the mixas of the seventh day. Mashiach came in respect to Isabel Tane, who only counted one day in Mixas. She had a Rizam on the 8th of Nisan, and now it's the 9th in the morning. She made a ticket. So they are the Rabbonon Amoide, the Cholapoches with the Rabbonon, she's Asur, because of the possibility. Because of the possibility, maybe she'll have a Rizam and will be sincere. Now the Rambam says, it's true that the Gemara says, we learn that it was in place. We learned from the quiz that the Gemara says that in Nido, Rabbi Yochanan says that in Nido cannot be Tibelis B'yei. Not only B'yei in the seventh day, of course, in the seventh day in Nido she certainly could not be Tibelis. With the rights of the Tibelis is no Tibelis. So she has to count 7 days and then she can go to it. But even in the morning of the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, 12th day, so she can only be developed in the night. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Why we should start bito? Why? Because the mother, the nido, will be developed on the 8th day in the morning. The daughter will see that her mother is developed. And in the morning, she will not know that it is the 8th day. She'll think that it is the 7th day. Then, when the daughter is in Nido, so she'll say, well, I have a good example by my mother. So she'll also be developed on the 7th day in Nido. So. And then the Tfilah is no Tfilah, so then she'll be Nichshon in Misakores. So Mishmishar, Bito, the Chachomim Aser, that in Nido should never be able to be developed in the daytime. But only the night time, no matter how many days have passed by already, since the termination of the 7 days of Nidus. So the Ramban says, no, that's in regard to a Nidus. Mashiach in regard to Izogo. in regard to Izobo, so there it's not shaya to say Ischar Bito, so the male Izobo Devo, kept me to us, mit Rabono, on the seventh day in the morning, on the seventh day in the morning. But according to Rav Shimon, she's not allowed to be Mishamish in Bailo, in the morning. But, and according to Rabono Rav Shimon, she is on Devo, is even allowed to be Mishamish in those matters of the Cheshit. This is the sheet of the Rambam. However, most Rishonim, they say that the Pshat in the Gemara, that's the sheet of the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So they say, Avlom Chachom Mosol Asis Kei Shematovah Yom Yisofi, and that Rav Shimon says that, that has reference to the Tashmish. But the Tvila is Mutar Amesem. Most Rishonim, they agree with Rashi's Pshat and this Pshat, Avlom Chachom Mosol Asis Kei Shematovim Yisofik, what does it mean, Shematovim Yisofik? Shematovim Yisofik means that she is Muteres, that she is Asur to be Teveim in the morning. Needless to mention that she is Asur Mishamish in Bailo. So then, as Yosef says, according to those Hashemim, who say Avlom Chachom Mosol Asiskin Shematov Yisofi has reference to Tefillah? So melee, it's possible that as far as the Shamish in Bayon is concerned, it's not just the Misar Avonot, but it's also the Reis. And this the Bais Yosef says in the Shit Satur, because the two Shit is that babies of the Tefillah and babies of the Kamer, so is not allowed with Avonot to be developed. So Mimele, there's a Tur Shite, not like the Ramban Shite. So Mimele, when the Tur says, V'tiblu miyad me'achara v'sachamo yutirtze, he's discussing it on the Reisele, not with Rabbonon, with Rabbonon, the Tur Shite is Shilasuri. So he means, with Reise she is Muteres in Tirtze. Then he concludes, U'mikombo kimasuri shamish kol ayem shi metiru letisteya. So it must be that with Reise is Asuri shamish. So that means, according to Bais Yosef, the two shita is that a zobek tame is not allowed midraise to be mishamish and yei mashvira after tefillah because of the choshe. Maybe he should sit down. So that's mashma from the washing of the two, because the two says in the Kombok Masur Mishamish Kalayim, and they couldn't be with Rabbonon, because if with Rabbonon, so how can the two say, Vitidu Yad Maharetz Achamo in Tirtze, the two Shite is, that with Rabbonon Tfilu is also. So, there is a Rayim Chachas from the Roshim of the two, that the two Shite is, that is of Etame, Amin Mashmire, if she made the Tfilu, even though the Tfilu is a good Tfilu with Raisa, but she is Asur Mishamish, with Raisa. We are not making a chazok. Why aren't we making a chazok? Okay? The answer is, since she saw down on the eighth of this, and that's the way it's negotiated. So we see there is something in the matter with her. If there is something in the matter with her, so we cannot assume she will not see. We see that she has a problem. So even though she made a decay and she found clean, but since it's the way it's negotiated, So maybe again there will be something unnatural about her, and so it will be sincere. So with the Raisa she's a soul shamish. So from the Roshni of the Tum, it's only Muchach that is a Mechtane is not allowed with the Raisa to be Mishamish in Bayon. But it's not Muchach that is a Mechtane is not allowed. After all, we could make a distinction between is a Mechtane and is a Mechtane who already counted Zion King. 6 complete days clean, and the 7th day the mikzas, just as we see that the Ramban is the Chalik and the Rabbonu level. So he says, according to Rabbonu level, she is Muteres Mishamish on the 7th day, but is Omechtane on the 1st day in Noki, is not allowed to be Mishamish with Rabbonu. So in other words, there is more of a possibility for his Omechtane to be a sincere. Then there is for his Amidela on the 7th day. So we could say that through the two says, Umikobok Masuri Shamish, vis a vis of Tane, so it's Yasuri Tane, but vis a vis of Dele, who already has been Suri down for 6 complete days,
and Miksas on the seventh day, so she's not a Sumeraisa, but the Beis Yosef is not Mechamer. And the Beis Yosef says that according to the Tur, since in respect to his other family, the Tur Shikin is Asur Misham Mishkolayim. So Mele, in respect to his other family, she is also Asur Misham Mishkolayim. I just discussed it, I mean, you should know, I mean, all the various Russian. Yes, what is it?
The Russian should be discussed by Mikvos, where the Russian of Belial Chesh is Tovelos. So there was machlokas if it meant the night before the eighth day, or the day, or the night following the, after the eighth day, which would go on the ninth day. The Rosh Hashiva discussed whether Belial Ches meant, you know, that.
I discussed this in the Gat and the Eved. There is a machlokas.
So the lesson of the Torah here is Tavelis Belial
Ches. Please, I don't want to discuss that because that was a million of equates. I'm only discussing.
So here the lesson.
One second, please let me finish it. Then I discussed there is a machlokas for Shemin. Of course, everybody agrees. Of course, when I say everybody agrees, I don't mean all the Shem agree. Because according to the Ramban Shite, so since all the women today, they observe Zion King, so they have a deen of a Zobe, they have a deen of a Zobe, so maybe she can be developed in the morning. But I'm not discussing that Shite. But according to all the shittas of shame that we pass, so a woman cannot be tibelis on the seventh day. The question is, suppose she was tibelis on the seventh day, in the daytime. So if on the eighth day in the daytime, there is a light. But suppose she was tibelis on the seventh day in the daytime, whether it's all right or not. And the same machloek case is regard to the case, let's say in New York, a few years ago, women were afraid to go outside at night. So Rabbanim gave them a heter to go tefillah one day late, but not the same day in the daytime. Why? Because there is a shittas of shame. Remember the shame saying that in the seventh day is more holy. So even the Eved, she has to realize another tefillah. That's what I discussed, and it has nothing to do with this. I don't want to discuss it now. I have to cover some ground now. That was discussed in the Chazmik Voice. Hold on. Shemur Tzira Vitiski Arizui Shemisha Shemara Sein Kedem Yedei. Ho Asod Am Yimashem Yu Postobay. Mashkem Yizmi Yimashem Shem Yitidawet. Yitisham Yishkol Ayim Kasha Berasha. Gam Zu Bichol Shemara Sein Kedem Yedei. Vizui Shemikri Zobektane. Roas of Gabriel, my dear masses of the tailor, will we tita Achidio Zion Yomini King, Kutmi Yushi the second day, with the Velas Bim Zion, La Hanessa Hanum Yab, and La Shasu Mishamish, Shemotire the Tiste. We will was of the whole Nidale Pine, Madim Acher, Tibelas Yab and Mohose, then the Tsriho Mishil and Yim Acher, Yim Acher the Davos. In other words, that's the Machle case between Mishama and Visila. So Bishamai says that with Isis in the Zobatana, if she has a real dam on the 11th day of Yemezide. Even though the Yemeshmira will not be in the Yemezide. But we still say no. Only if she had a real dam on the 11th day, since the Yemeshmira could not be in the Yemezide, she doesn't become in Zobatana. But with Rabbanon, she is a soul, she has to count every day with Rabbanon. With Rabbanon, she has to count. Even prior to Takonis Rabzeira, she was in Mechuyeres to count one clean day. After Takonis Rabzeira, so she has to count seven clean days. So she has to. So even prior to Takonis Rabzeira, she has to count with Rabbanon one clean day. Why does the two say, when it's three conditional or in the Mechuyeres, the answer is because the two is not discussing the Rabbanons now. He's discussing only the Rises. And the Aloha is like, Bisila, Uri Masir Frige, in Tzrichalishnu, you mechot with the Ame in love. Now there is a machlekes that I mentioned yesterday. The machlekes between Rishlokesh and Rabbi Yechon. Between Rishlokesh and Rabbi Yechon, according to Bisila, if she sees Tam, on the 11th day of the Mezile, she does not become his own Tame. So Rishlokesh says, even if she sees Tam, on the 10th day of the Mezile, she does not become his own Tame with the Raisin either. Why? Because since it couldn't come in his Yibuz Beilov, if she sees down on the 10th day, so can it culminate in his Yibuz Beilov? No, impossible. Because suppose she sees Dhamma the third day and she'll see Dhamma the next day too. So she'll still not be coming to the day. So in many ways she cannot be coming to the family. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, even if the Zibe in such a degree were to place in that in such circumstances that it couldn't culminate with Zibe's neighbor, but it's in a time she becomes. So, and all the Rishonim passed like Rabbi Yechon. Why does the Torah mention of the Masiret Lili and Sifra Mishnah in Yilecho Bitar and Vavad and Vavad, after all? We pass like Rabbi Yechon. But he says that there is a Machlech to Rabbi Yechon Shlosh. Over to the Nalef Yom 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 Asok, Chizeles Litchilas Yom Yom Yus, Vim Roasok Vahem Nase Zom, Nase Zom, Vim Chizeles Lim Yom Yom Yus, Ache Yom Yom Zayim Kif, Vim Oz Yasim Yom Yom Yus, Vachim Nazim. So again, here the Torah establishes the Aloha like the Ramban, not like the Ramban. In other words, the Torah says that if she became Zom Deleh, so that it suspends the commencement of the cycle of Yemenide until she has successfully counted Zayuki. So, Kashvarashi, just like Ramba, Michaelio, Mishiroto Agonius, we talk for Atsores, we Nismato Alubomis, Hoshishu Shemoyobu, we take his accordance, Shemoti, the Ishe Minitos, Shisha Yomi, we Haka Damteya, we Shri Shemoti, the Dam Tomei, we still a little village we need. Now, yesterday I went it over, and I didn't explain it very thoroughly. If this is really based upon two takores in the law. Two takores in the law. One takore is takores chavzeira. But prior to takores chavzeira, there is itakores, rebbe besoros. There is itakores, rebbe besoros. So, what was the Takonas Rebbe Besodes? The Takonas Rebbe Besodes was as follows. That if a woman has sees Dam once, let's say she sees Dam on a Sunday, and she knows that this is the amazing. So, either I say, how much does she have to come? How many days does she have to come? One per day, that's all. Not 7 days, but one per day. So Takonas Rebbe was, she saw Dam on Sunday, even though she knows it doesn't make any difference whether she is either or Yemenide, it does not make any difference. She has to count this day plus 6 more clean days. So if she saw Dam on Sunday, so then it doesn't make any difference whether she is Yemenide or Yemenide. Even if she knows that she is in the Yemenide. So then, I say, she only has to count one full day. And the night after the next day, Monday night, she'll be allowed to be developed in the Terrace of Bible. The Terrace of Bible. But she has to count this plus Vovniki. Vovniki. So that means, so if she sat down on Sunday, so, and if it subsided, she didn't sit down the next day, so she'll be able, so then she'll count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is 3 days, and Tuesday Shabbos she is developed in Tazalai. Suppose she sees 2 days in succession, on Sunday and Monday, doesn't make any difference. Whether she knows she is in the city or she knows she is in the city, it doesn't make any difference. So she has to count 6 clean days in addition to these 2 days. So if she saw that on Sunday and Monday, so she has to count, besides Sunday and Monday, 6 clean days. In other words, if she subsides, she saw down on Sunday and Monday, and the flow subsided. So then she counts 6 green days over and above Sunday and Monday. So in other words, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday night, she's developed 7 times a month. Suppose she sees down on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, it doesn't make any difference. She, even though she knows it's in English, so she has to count 7 minutes. So in other words, you hear people saying that the reason is why a woman, when she has a menses, so she has to count Zayin, that's because of Takonis Rabzeir. The Takonis Rabzeir, when do we have to resort to Takonis Rabzeir, which is Takonis Amorim? That's in regard to a case where a woman had a Rias Damoni on Monday. So then, on the basis of Takonis Rabzeir, she has to count Zayin. As far as Takonis Rabzeir is concerned, she would only have to count 6 nikim over and above that day. Mashinke, when a woman has her menses, so usually she has a flow for at least 3 days. So then she's mechuyeres to count zayin nikim. She's mechuyeres to count zayin nikim. Not only mitzat hakonis rabzeira, but mitzat hakonis rabzeiras. If she's takonis tanoim, not that there is any difference between takonis tanoim and takonis amoron, but I'm just pointing out, because people, many people, even those who write about Taras HaMishpoche, and they make that mistake, and they say mitzat takonis avera, it's not only mitzat takonis avera, it's mitzat takonis rabzeiras, that the average woman, when she has her menses, so she has to count by the key. That's only in regard to an unusual case where a woman will have a menstrual flow just one day. That's an unusual case. So then, Mitzat HaKonis HaBesodes wouldn't have to count Zayin Ki. But only Mitzat HaKonis HaBesodes. I mention that because there are certain modern rabbis who write, and that Rabzeira was like Misakin, Rabzeira only says, this is soil. No other battle, first of all, it's not true, it's not in the name of Minik, it's Takon of Mure, and Rabzeira says, this is soil, in other words, the reason is why the Chachomim was so machi, and they were Misakin, that after the rains, Dam, Kitipas, Tipas Dam, Kechalo, so they have to sit down and clean, because the Misi soil themselves to be initiated in the Machia. But once the Bnei Yisrael to be initiated, so then there was a Takonis Rabzeira. It's not just Minik, Bnei Yisrael. This is a Toyes Gomo, even though you will find certain Rabbonim will write it. It's a Toyes Gomo, it's a Takonis Rabzeira, it's a Takonis Amroim. But the reason is why Rabzeira and the Chachonim, the Amroim, were Misaki, because of the initiative taken by Bnei Yisrael. But then the Chachomim, the Chazal, the Mizdinish of Rabbi and Rav Ashi, they were misakel, they takon. But as far as a woman who had the usual menstrual flow, which is at least for 3 days, so is concerned, so then mitzat takon is under the solids, they have to count Zayin. Now, so the Gemara Daf Samach Vav. It's very important. You should go over the Gemara. We don't have the time. If we had more time, we'd go over another 15 Black Gemara. But we just don't have the time. Omar Abir Daf Samach Vav at the bottom. Omar Abir Omar. He's King Rabbi Bisodis. Ruas on Yimecho Teishiv Shisho Bihu. 6 clean days over and above that day that she is Ruas on. Shnai, 2 days in succession. Teishiv Shisho Bihu. 6 clean days over and above the 2 days which are not clean. Shleisho Teishiv Shisho Shimon Kim. So the Takonis HaBesodes in effect was that if a woman has a Rias Dam on one day, she has to count 7 days, 6 of which are clean, and 1 unclean, and 6 clean. If she had a Rias for 2 days, so Takonis HaBesodes was she has to come to unclean and 6 clean days. And if she had 3 years and 3 days in succession, she has to come Zion King. Omar Zeyre, this is Israel, Echmirol Asma. Shapiro Vins, Peter Tanke Haro, Yeshevis, or Leo, Shimoniki. So the notion of Rabzeira is Mesisol Achmir Atzmon, but it doesn't mean that Rabzeira just mentions Eminek. Rabzeira mentions the Chachonis Chazal, the Chachonis Amroi. But the reason is why the Chachonis were misakim, because the Mesisol were Machmir Atzmon. If Mesisol had not attained that degree of purity, of tzitkes, so the Chachonim wouldn't have been misakim. But because of the fact that this is Choylech Mirol Atzma, so because of that, the Chazal will misakim, that even if she sees one day, so she has to count Zayinki. Now, how does Rashi explain? Now, why do we say that if a woman, why was Rabbi misakim that besides that if a woman sees one rear, she has to count Shishabiyu. Why Shishabiyu? So Rashi says as follows. Besides walking chain here, they are eating midnays, Pesach midnays, Mosahim, Nido, Mosahim, Nizay, Shishabiyu, Kibintero, Bishamon, Nido. Let's say if a woman so down on Sunday, she knows that it's in Nizivo, so we can write it. She has to come the Monday day as a clean day, and then Monday night she's developed in terms of Bible. But so I will be sucking up. In spite of the fact she knows it's in Ezebo, she has to count 6 clean days over and above that Sunday day. Why? Because of the possibility. Maybe sometimes she'll mix up, she'll think it's in Ezebo and actually it's in Ezebo. Okay. But if she saw Shmai, take if she shall be. Now the question is, if she saw on 2 days, on Sunday and on Monday, so then she has to count 2 unclean days, Sunday and Monday, and then 6 clean days. And what do you mean 6 clean days? So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, and Sunday night she'll be in the Bible. What's this one? After all, the Choshen is, maybe she'll mix up. Yemezibo or Yemenido. Yemenido or Yemezibo. In other words, she will think that she is Yemezibo. Memele, if she saw down on Sunday and Monday and it's Yemezibo, so she should be able to be Tibales on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night, we tell Zavala. But maybe she'll make a mistake. So maybe she will be Misaki. Just as in Misaki, in regard to a woman who saw one day, so she has to count one unclean day and 6 clean days. That if she saw it's 2 days, Sunday and Monday, she has to count 2 unclean days and 5 clean days. And 5 clean days, why was it sacking that over and above the 2 unclean days? So she should count 6 clean days, 5 clean days would be enough, because what if she had? If she is a Zobe Yemezibo, so she is allowed to be developed on Tuesday night. And if she is Yemenido, so she has to start counting the 7 days from the Sunday. The initial year took place, the first year took place on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Shabbos started, so many after the 7 days, so she should have been misakim. That was a shvei yomim. She should count 2 unclean days and 5 clean days. Why was he misakel 2 unclean days and 6 clean days? So Rebbe had another shash. Suppose that way, because once we are rich, maybe the woman will become mixed up and she'll make a mistake. So there can be another mistake. Because Midina Torah, so Rashi explained it, Midina Torah only 5 mares are Torah. Not every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge is salt. Only 5 miles. Let's say if it's like Damakose, you know, the down, the, if it's red, it's white red, like the red of the Damakose, the down that is worn out by the person, or if it's Kikarkon, the crocus plant, if it's as red as a crocus plant, and I mean if it's black as ink, but suppose it is fake thread, not Kidamakose, and not Kikarkon. So then it's not all, it's fake black, but not like ink, not like a raven. So then it's not all. But so Mele Rebbe was reaching if a woman saw down on Sunday and on Monday, so she has to count 6 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days, and it wouldn't be suffice for her to count 5 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days. Why? Because if we had been sure that she is not going to be mistaking the marriage, then it would be enough for her to count 5 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days. Because we must check. Either it's in Zive or it's in Ide. If it's in Ide, so then she can do it. The 7 days start, you start reckoning the 7 days from the day when the first Rias Dam took place. It's from Sunday. And if it's in Zive, so then all she has to count is just, so Tuesday night she can do it. But Tuesday night she cannot be divided. But if Zoe Shabbos should be able to be divided. If we only had a Shoshe, bless you, make a mistake between the means. But just as we have the Hashem, maybe she will make a mistake between the means. Maybe she will make a mistake between a faint thread and the bright thread. She might think, let's say, suppose she had the Hashem done on something. But at a moment, maybe on Sunday, it was faint thread. It was faint thread, so she was not ready. On Monday, it was heavy red, bright red, like Damakose. So actually, if it is Yemenido, so she couldn't be developed in the Raisa, Mitzvah Shabbos in terms of Bible, because the dam that she saw on Sunday, that's not Antone, that's Antone in the Raisa. But she might think that it was bright red, when actually, Krapishmaya's Galia, it was only faint red. So, and the bright red, the first bright red, took place on Monday. So, Mele, Mitzvah Shabbos, if she's the goddess, so she both David and Sakores. So he says, Shnayim Teishim Shisha. This is how this is explained. Shemo Vaso. That's how it is explained. Rashi explains it differently. How does Rashi explain it? So in other words, according to Tesis, the business by the Sodis was Misaki, that she should, that Koraso Shnei Yomi, so Hei Yomi the key, over and above the 2 unclean days, because of the possibility that the Rias Dam on Sunday was faint red, was not in red, it might be yellow, you see. It might be yellow, so, and she'll think that it was red. Not all people, you know, are able to identify colors, so accurately. So the Melee, that's this job. Rashi explains it something else. And the Beit says, because Mordechai, if there is a possibility that the Sunday day, if the Sunday day might be the end of the Mezir, the Sunday day might be the end of the Mezir, and then the Monday day might be the beginning of the Yemenide, of the cycle of the Yemenide. So Mele, we couldn't tell if a woman sits down on Sunday and on Monday. You only have to count 5 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days. And you can go through a Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos will be tells the Bible. Because suppose that Ishmael is Galilee, that the Sunday day was the 11th day of the Mezir. And the Monday day was the first of the meeting. Some Mele, she's Mechuyemis to count 7 days as of the Monday day. So you shall go to Tfile. Mitzoy Shabbos. So there, she will still be legal to be in Sakores. So because of that, Rebbe was Misake, if she saw 2 days in succession, so she has to count 5 days, 5 clean days, over and above the 2 unclean days. So according to Kate says, it's because maybe the first day was a dam, Torea, Torea in the sense, maybe it wasn't one of the Heimares, or maybe it was yellow, or it was brown. So, not of the one of the Heimares, and according to Rashi, maybe the first day on Sunday was the end of the Nizide, and the second day, Monday, was the first of the Nizide. So, there is a risk if she'll be told by the Chachamim, you can go through a Mitzvah Shabbos, that it will be before the determination of the 7 days of the Yemeni. Alright, so now we can understand it too. So he says, V'chimelo, v'shavo v'agolis, v'tok v'atzos, v'yismu ato alagolis, choshu shemo yom v'teis nisa kores, shemo tiri shemim doso shishayom, v'yihake dam teya, u'vishvi, v'yim v'yihake dam teya. He's not referring to dam teya of the illness. Dantea means it's not one of the 5 matters. It's yellow, or very faintly red. So, Ubishvi Shemotire Dam Tome, one of the 5 matters, Uslua Mitrebul Shivi, Utsvihoin Chivo, Echmiri Tame, Komara Damode, Uhinishayon Mitis, Uhinishibe, Uhinishibe, Achahube, Achon Boshafi, Uhinishibe, Uhinishibe, Tejibon and Zion, Kings of the Dele, Kings of the Dele. Now, so, you see, in this, there is a Machlech Hashem, I mentioned it several times. Some Hashem say that as part and parcel of the Kodesh Rabzeira was that if a woman sees any reddish tinge of that, or any blackish tinge, even though it's definitely not one of the 5 matters, it's not like Damakos, it's not like Dam Karkin, so it's not like Miri Adomo, it's not like Ye, so she's not. Midabo, because of Hakodesh Rabzeira. And it's not only part and parcel, according to Tesis Pshat, it's not just part and parcel of Takonis Hazele, it's part and parcel of Takonis Hebebisonis, according to this chapter. Other Hashem say, you know, that this aloha, that any reddish tinge, or any blackish tinge is dominated, that's only a result of Takonis Hazele. They are again, but not within the Gemara. We didn't have Gemara even today. So she's only male if it is one of the 5 matters. So that's telling the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so a reddish tinge and a blackish tinge is not nichlal in Takonis Hebebisonis and Takonis Hazeira. According to Tesis, it is nichlal. So you see how the Torah says that's like Tesis Shikin. Even though it's only paper red, it's not Kidamakose. So that's possible. Not because of Takonis Hageni, but we didn't ignore it because of Takonis Hebebisonis and because of Takonis Hageni.
I just have to ask you,
please, if they are waiting for me.
Oh,
they
need it.
Is he left?
Yes, sir.
You don't remember from Mikvot? Mm-hmm. You remember from Mikvot? No. You have to buy the Mikvot too, right?
I don't know.
Remember you had that question in Nida? But on the 7th day, right after, I mean, the quote you had. See, the fact is here, as Rosh Hashanah discussed, Tevilas Lyle Katz is in the Torah, the Lashon, Tevilas Lyle Katz is brought down after he mentioned Shepasucha Tenitza, that the Pasucha of Hermione was before Shia. Then, Shetavos the eighth day, the eighth day. So it had to be a Pasucha before the Shia on the seventh day, then he says it's still to be the eighth day, eighth night. And we discussed in the close, as I said, oh, she comes from the last pass, the answer. She has to stop by Shia on the seventh day in order for what the Torah says in his lesson to view it, the last pass, the Togalos to the last pass. The question is, we're discussing now the next day, the eighth day, to be Tavu in the morning. To be Tavu in the morning is the next day. We're discussing already in the Torah, that was for the Tavu the night before. No, the morning. Zero is the last test. So it's not going to be Tavu the night in the day. So that was the last test. What do you mean to tell us? If he gave us down from Hill to Tyre, or from close bed, he's going to... No, but he says, from his own Katana, whether he learns from his own Katana. This is it. Whereas Abu Katana, when he learns from his own Katana, it's a
different
thing. Where are you going to be here? Barbara Kudnick is going to take my paper.
All
right. And Barbara Kudnick, and he doesn't have the same basis in your opinion towards him and towards me. So you won't have any news on the paper, even though you think so, but if you got it off of doing it, you don't want to use it. Yeah. Think about it. Well, the remarks before shears, so think about it.